Good Wednesday morning. Thank you for tuning in for the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. Our guest this morning, a young firecracker full of knowledge, full of information, and she's going to share that with us on this morning's Community Voice. Phyllis Head, Community Outreach Coordinator at Tanner's Get Healthy, Live Well. And she is on the program this morning to discuss vaping and perhaps a New Year's resolution for some people to quit nicotine in the new year.
Yeah.
So that means we'll probably have about five more shows in the month of December to talk about all the things that a lot of us want to quit and be better on.
Yeah, January 1st is a big day for starting new things.
Yeah, and mine's always to eat better and things like that. And that lasts a good 3 weeks.
Good one. Yeah. That's a good one. Well, do you go to the gym too?
No, I say I need to get the energy back a little bit and start eating better so that I don't get discouraged. But then I'm discouraged by the second week.
It's kind of a balancing game. You got to add that little bit of physical activity in there, and that makes it work really well.
I'm going to make it happen this year.
Okay,
count on that.
I'll keep check on you if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you can call and say mean things to me
all the time.
That's what.
No, I would only be encouraging, Colin.
Good. Well, we're also going to talk about a class that Tanner's offering, and I think that's actually in the new year.
Right. Well, actually, we have one going on right now, and it just started last Tuesday. It's once a week. And I was going to say, if you're a smoker who wants to stop on January 1st, we can help you get ready. You can still join the class. It would be the second class. It's on Mondays at 5:30. And if you call what's that number? 770-214-CARE.
That's it.
Or you can go online, tanner.org/fresh start. You can join the class that's currently going on. You'd still be in time to get most of the information. I can catch you up. But if you're ready, I can prepare you to stop for January 1st.
Well, my old man is 71 years old.
Yep.
And he probably smoked from the time he was 18 till about 55, 56.
Yeah.
And I know he's snuck a couple cigarettes in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
But, he's still as healthy as it come right now at 70 years old. And he does attribute it to, giving up smoking.
Yeah.
Why are people still smoking based on all the knowledge that we have and all the information that's been put out there for the last 50, 60 years?
That's right up there with why do people eat too much, even though they know. It's one of those things. The fact of the matter is a nicotine addiction is one of the most powerful addictions you can have. Some people out there would say it's harder to quit smoking than it is to stop heroin. It's that addictive. And smoking is both physiological and psychological. There's a physical addiction, and then there's that habit that you create a whole lifetime of habits around cigarette smoking. It's very social. It's very, you get up in the morning, you have your coffee and a cigarette. Or some people get in a car and they immediately light up their cigarette. It's kind of paired. You go out with friends, you have a drink, you have a cigarette. So you have to break a lot of habits as well as get rid of that physical addiction to nicotine when you stop smoking.
Is it a comfort thing, too? I mean, because you see people, I need to go unwind and out.
Listen,
back.
I had a lot of men in my smoking class, my cessation class, that dip. And I'm like, that little dip in your cheek. And they'll tell me, I quit, but now I have to have gum or I get that stuff. They've got like a fake dip made out of kudzu leaves, but it smells and tastes like a wintergreen dip. But they say they have to have that in their cheek. And I'm like, it's kind of like your security blanket, isn't it? So they still have to, it's like that blanket or that thumb in the mouth. It's just something they have to have there.
Now, these cigarette cessation classes, do you get a lot of participation in those? Has participation
dropped? Not as much as I would like.
Yeah.
Not as much as I would like. But what people, a lot of people don't realize, they don't come in and I say, put your cigarettes down, because they think that. Because always before my class, I come through and I see everybody out in the back smoking as hard as they can. I think they think they're smoking their last cigarette.
Right.
But what we do in this class is prepare people to quit. Because a lot of people, when you're a smoker, you just wake up one morning and you're like, okay, I'm going to quit today or I'm going to quit Monday. But you're not really prepared for that because you're going to have a lot of cravings. And I talk to people in the class about what are you going to do instead? When you wake up and you're really jonesing for that cigarette and coffee, what are you going to do instead? You can't just sit there and think about it until you explode, or you'll go get another cigarette. So what's the plan for waking up that first morning? Are you going to go out and take a walk instead? Are you going to go and sit out on the porch instead of sit in the kitchen? Are you going to find a new spot? You know, we really think it through, and we really customize for each person a quit plan so that when they're ready to quit, and we encourage them to choose a day that they can quit, mm-hmm. that in their mind is special to them, or, you know, so pick that quit date and then get a plan ready. And I give them a piece of paper, and at the top of it, I write, what will I do instead? And I tell them, when you have that craving, I want you to be able to go to a list of 25 things and pick one.
Well, what's an example? You'd mentioned gum, perhaps. I mean, what's something that they could go to?
Do a Sudoku puzzle. Mm-hmm. You know, do a puzzle. Or I had one little man in Harrelson County. He was a little old man, and he came, and he said, I'm going to make me a quilt. And if he didn't come back with a quilt square, you know, the next week, he was going to keep his hands busy. He was, I don't know if his wife quilted or somebody, but he was going to quilt. And so that's what he did. And I feel sure he has a whole quilt by now, and he doesn't smoke anymore.
Aww.
But, you know, whether it's read a chapter of a book, it's just one thing to delay, to get your mind off of it and delay. Read a chapter in the Bible. Do, you know, whatever. Write a haiku. I mean, you know, that's the part that makes it individualized. You pick what would interest you and things that might, you know, I tell people to whittle. I have yet to find a whittler.
Whenever I'm trying to break my habits, I'll look at Monday, you know, and I will. I'll go out and I'll binge on the weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you
say, all right, well, I'll quit it on Monday. You know, I'm going to have this big block of cheese today on Saturday, so I'll worry about it on Monday. But then, I mean, is that a good way? Because I assume most people approach it that way, that Monday. I mean, if you did it midweek, is it different at all?
Absolutely. I'm nuts about it. I mean, like, I was going to quit on a Monday, January 1st, in the year 2000. You know, everything has to line up.
I have to wait till 2023. For it to be that
exactly.
January 1st. So, okay.
Yeah, but it did line up that way during the time that I was quit. It kind of actually happened, so I was like, oh, crud, now I have to do it. But, you know, some people come up with all kind of reasons they can't quite start yet.
Yeah.
But you have to be ready.
We'll talk more about vaping. We'll talk about that issue in our second segment. But I guess when you're getting to get away from one or the other, is it same? I mean, because it means you're putting something in your mouth. It's kind of similar. You're getting that smoke. That's all related. But the ways to get off of either one of those, are they the same? Are they pretty similar?
For vaping
for
and
vaping
smoke?
Or for cigarette smoking?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. Some people use vaping as a quit method. I don't really think that's a great idea.
Well, we'll definitely touch on that.
I'll tell you why.
I think we'll do that. We'll tease everybody and make them come back for our second segment of this morning's Community Voice program, where Phyllis Head, Community Outreach Coordinator at Tanner's Get Healthy, Live Well, is our guest. We're discussing vaping and talk about quitting nicotine for the new year, which is, today's 24th, it's 27 days. Maybe it's 4 weeks from today, maybe.
Right.
All right, we'll take our first break here. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy here on News Talk 1330 and FM 106.3.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
It is 8:40. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. Also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. Our guest this morning, Phyllis Head. She is Community Outreach Coordinator at Tanner's Get Healthy, Live Well. And we're discussing vaping and cigarettes and quitting nicotine for the new year. As we discussed, that is going to be a resolution for many people.
Yeah,
I would suspect maybe both of them. Do you think more people are as active in wanting to get away from the vaping? Is it too early for them to be addicted to the vaping at this point?
No, I still think a lot of people think the vaping is perfectly safe and a better alternative. And I think there are even, you know, people in authority, doctors, that would say, I'd rather you vape than...
And is that the key
smoke.
Word, rather? I'd rather you...
If you have to do one or the other, I'd rather you vape. Mm. But the fact is, I mean, if you're listening to the news at all, you know, there have been 47, I think as of November 20th, there have been 47 deaths related to vaping and over 2,200 lung injury cases due to vaping.
And what's the belief on that? What's happening?
Well, right now they're finding a correlation. They haven't come out and said absolutely, but vitamin E acetate is an additive that they put in a lot of the vaping pods. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that they think that might be one of the culprits that's causing all this injury. You don't want to put oil in. You know, your lungs were designed to filter air, mm-hmm. Not even an excessive amount of water, humidity, you know, you can get a little too much of that, but certainly not oil. And if you're pulling any kind of, and that's the problem with vaping, because it's not regulated at all, it's not, you know, the FDA doesn't have control of it and can regulate what goes into every pod, you don't know what's in there. And even if you're going to a reputable vape store, some of the things that they put in those pods are still causing problems. Some of the pods use diacetyl. It causes popcorn lungs. That's been an issue that they're seeing. And that was the chemical that they used in the popcorn factories, the microwave popcorn factories, and people started getting sick. So they took it out of the microwave popcorn, but they're still using it in vape.
Well, the popcorn
pods.
Lungs, what's the actual, is there a treatment for that?
I'm not that sure. I don't think it's something, when you injure the inside of your lungs, you can't really go all the way back to healthy again. So things can be treated, things can be improved. Even when you're smoking, you know, the damage you do to your lungs, and that's what I try to get across to kids, that damage you do to your lungs is not completely reversible. The sooner you quit, you can regain function, but you can't totally reverse the damage you did to your lungs.
But I was young once, and I mean, you're still there, so you understand this, that, I mean, you do feel invincible to a point.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
There's only so much you can
absolutely.
Say that's going to make me stop doing this.
Yeah, well,
even at 47.
Yeah, still, yeah, because you think, you know, and my dad smoked for 40 years and then quit for 30 years and still died of COPD, complications of COPD that were caused by when he smoked. So even though you can quit and feel a whole lot better, there's still some damage that's going to remain that can affect you later. So the more we can get kids to see that they don't want to do that, they don't want to set themselves up for that. But that's part of what the vaping industry is doing now. They're coming after the kids because they need that generation of nicotine addicts to keep their pockets full.
Are the cigarette companies, are they the ones putting out the vaping fluids, whatever that's called? Are they behind all that?
A lot of the big cigarette companies have bought into and are major shareholders now of the vaping companies. The vaping companies started separate, but then the cigarette companies saw what was coming down the pike, and they have since bought up the big vaping companies. Like Juul,
sure,
I think, is 40% owned by... same people who own Marlboro or I've got it somewhere in my notes, but one of the big tobacco companies.
Yeah, they when I do hear the advertisements for the bubblegum flavors and things like that, I mean,
they're coming for the kids.
Right.
They're coming for the kids. There's no doubt. Juul, a lot of people, you know, they say, we're not advertising to kids. We're simply a quit method. We started as a quit method. But you look at every one of their ads, it's full of teenagers with ripped jeans partying at rock concerts. And, you know, it's not geared toward your your mama.
And the devices are, I mean, they're interesting, and they could seem cool. I mean, somebody could perceive as being a cool little gadget that you're, you know, that you're puffing
But they're
on.
Also made to be hidden, you know.
Right, yeah. So. Yeah, they look like cell phones and lots of other things. Well, you are offering this free nicotine cessation class.
Right.
And I think January 7th is when it's
January 7th is when the next one starts. Okay. But like I said, we have a current one. You're welcome to join.
Okay.
So and, you just have to call that number.
We were talking about the kids. Oh, I do want to mention a mutual friend of ours. Mm-hmm. He had texted me during the program here, and he mentioned that you were on his case for a very long time, and you did help him get off of cigarettes.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, but then he said... But now I'm doing the vape.
Okay.
So
tell him we have to talk.
Yes.
I'll be calling him later.
Well, but again, and I would be interested to find out what he thinks about that. I mean, did that help him get off the cigarettes, or was it, you know, Phyllis head yelling at him?
Yeah. But and you know, a lot of people switch to nicotine gum, and then they end up chewing nicotine gum for 10 years. That's really not the way you want to work it. The problem I have with vaping as a quit method is that, like I said before, cigarette smoking is physiological and psychological. And when you get a nicotine replacement therapy, like a patch, you put the patch on, it gives you your drug while you're breaking your habits. Now, the vape gives you your drug, but it still perpetuates your habit. But you still have that hand-to-mouth motion. You're still blowing the smoke. You're still, it keeps that habit going. So it doesn't really do the same thing that a nicotine replacement therapy might.
8:46, Phyllis Head, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, Community Outreach Coordinator at Tanner's Get Healthy, Live Well. We are discussing vaping and cigarettes and your opportunity, if you are so inclined, to quit nicotine for the new year. A couple of cessation classes going on as we speak, and then a new one in January. What is the vitamin E thing? Why is that necessary in vaping? Why is that part of the pleasure
It makes
experience?
Things more viscous, I think. It thickens. It's a thickening agent. It's used as a thickening agent, and I don't really understand why they have to do that for the pods, but for some reason, that's my understanding. And it's used as an additive in those pods. The diacetyl that causes popcorn lungs is, I think, a buttery flavorant. So it makes things taste like if you're doing a butterscotch, it gives it that buttery flavor. That's why they used it in the popcorn. So that's just a flavor additive. But, you know.
Well, if you're listening this morning and you have questions or comments about vaping, I'd love to hear some comments, some feedback about you know, if you're vaping, if it did help you get off of cigarettes. Feel free to call us up, 678-601-8255, 678-601-TALK. It brought in some cool marketing tools, which I think you're going to use for your cessation class, or you use it for youth.
The
lot of pictures. I wish we could show. I wish we did a Facebook Live this morning so we could show. But, talk about some of those. I mean, there's a couple in there that are hilarious.
Oh, they are. They're really funny. We took the old cigarette ads from the early 1900s when they started really, you know, in 1880, they invented the machine that rolled cigarettes. And so they could open up a mass market, and they started advertising in the early 1900s. And some of those ads have pregnant women smoking, or women smoking their cigarettes and pushing their baby carriages, or patting their babies on their backs, or, you know, men blowing in the face of women. My favorite tagline was, "Blow in her face and she'll follow you anywhere." The ads are just ridiculous. But we show the kids how they're kind of advertising vaping now, the very same way they did those cigarettes. They're trying to get you hooked. They're trying to tell you it's safe. They're trying to tell you it's sexy. They're trying to tell you, you know, it'll make you, it will empower you. And the fact of the matter is, it will addict you to nicotine. And those vaping ads are geared to get young people to start using nicotine so that the industry will have a new generation of addicts to fill their pockets.
And we did talk about how those companies are intertwined as well. Those marketing posters, again, I wish we could show them this morning, but I mean, they're almost, they're art. I mean, those posters are art. I mean,
they are. Well, the reason I found out about these, a doctor out at Samford is actually doing the same kind of thing. He's showing all the old, and he was a collector of old ad campaigns. And so he had all these ad posters that he had collected for cigarette smoking. And he was an otolaryngologist, so nose, ear, throat, doctor, you know, and he had collected all this ad work. And when he saw all the vaping ads coming out, he saw the exact, they were even using the same colors and the same taglines and the same, you know, it, it, he noticed the correlation, and he said, we're doing it again. Mm. We're doing that whole thing where we don't know how dangerous it is yet, because it's new, you know, and people want facts. If you run into somebody who vapes, well, where's your facts about that? How do you know? Where's the study you're talking about? It takes over 10 years to do a medical study that shows, you know, specifics. And vaping hasn't been around long enough for us to pull together the kind of studies that need to be out there to show. It took us over 100 years to finally have the FDA regulate cigarettes. Mm.
But even after that, when they said it was bad for you, when they said it causes cancer, it was in the early 60s. Mm-hmm. I mean, you even had doctors come out for maybe a year or two after that to say, because they couldn't dispute that.
Yeah.
But they just said, I smoke. Yeah. This is the one I smoke. Well, and they're in the doctor's outfit.
A lot of people come to my cessation classes and say, the doctor told me because I was stressed out that I should start smoking. Or I have a lot of veterans in my classes, and they smoke because when they were in the Army, they were in their ration packs. They gave them cigarettes. That was kind of like a bonus, you know, pack of cigarettes in your...
Before we take our second break here, we had mentioned those marketing tools. When those kids see those posters like the pregnant woman smoking, I mean, are they shocked? Do they laugh?
They're shocked. They laugh. Yeah. The blow in the face, they laugh. Mm-hmm. I do a disclaimer and tell the boys not to try that at home. They'll get in big trouble. That's not really going to work. But they laugh, but they see the correlation. And kids don't want to be played. They may think, you know, they may not think so much about their health, but they don't want to look bad. With cigarette smoking, I'm like, you have yellow teeth, you stink, you're going to have yellow fingers, you're going to get wrinkles. Mm. They don't like that. And they don't like the idea that they're being played by the man, you know.
Yeah, that is interesting, and I can see that as well. 8:52, we're going to take our final break for this morning's Community Voice program. Our guest is Phyllis Head, Community Outreach Coordinator at Tanner's Get Healthy, Live Well. And we are discussing vaping and quitting nicotine for the new year. If that's one of your New Year's resolutions for the year 2020, I encourage you to go back and listen to this program in its entirety. It'll be on our website, newstalk1330.com. And jump into the conversation here. We'll come back with about 5 minutes left on the program after this break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Oak Mountain Academy has offered a challenging college preparatory education for over 50 years. With over 500 graduates, we have maintained a 100% college acceptance rate. Over 90% of our students earn acceptance to their first choice of college or university, and over the past 5 years, our students have earned over $10 million in scholarship offers. Our students are creating a legacy. Come, be a part of our family and create your own legacy today. To learn more, visit us at oakmountain.us.
Welcome back to the WLVB Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. Here with the dancing Phyllis Head, Community Outreach Coordinator at Tanner's Get Healthy, Live Well, and wrapping up our program this morning about vaping and quitting nicotine for the new year. Some Fresh Start classes. They're still going on this month, but I encourage you to participate. At least
they
look
are.
Forward to the one next year if you're wanting to kick nicotine for the new year. Let me start off our final segment here. We do have a friend of this station. I don't believe they sponsor, but they are still a friend of the station. They own a vaping place in Carroll County, and I've seen them really get frustrated when people talk about vaping. Like when these illness issues came up, you know, they were saying, well, this is all kind of black market material that they're using. Do you agree with that?
No, because most pods have nicotine. They're very few. People aren't buying zero nicotine pods to play with smoke. They're buying pods that have nicotine in them. And nicotine itself in 1828 was identified as a poison. Nicotine is highly addictive, and it is a poison. It was used in as an insecticide back in the day. So nicotine alone, and so that incorporates chewing, dipping, smoking, vaping, all of it. Juul has 80% of the market for vapes, for you know, electronic cigarettes, and they do not offer a zero nicotine product. They do not sell one.
Well, would it be would it be easier to quit? Do you think it's easier to quit the vaping than it would be cigarettes if you're going to the vaping to get off of the cigarettes?
No, I think if you're addicted to nicotine, you're addicted to nicotine. So it's still going to be hard to quit no matter what you're doing. And but I do want to stress that our class is available for dippers and chewers as well as cigarette smokers.
Because we don't talk
vapers.
About dippers and chewers so much anymore.
And it's harder, I think, for them to quit just because, you know, I can tell a cigarette smoker to keep their hands busy, do something that takes your mind off it and keeps your hands busy. You can dip anywhere. You don't need your hands. You can go into the movie theater dipping. You can go into a restaurant dipping.
Right, and that's key. I mean, to smoke, you definitely have to leave the room.
You have to get up and leave. I tell my smokers, go where you can't smoke. You know, if you feel like you really need a cigarette, go to the movies right quick. You know, get to put yourself somewhere where you can't do that. But you can't do that with dipping and chewing, so it makes it a little harder.
Before we go over this class one last time, there are communities and there are cities in Georgia where they ban outside public places, outside restaurants. You can't do nicotine. I mean, I wonder, are you aware of anybody who's talked to the city of Carrollton or anything like that?
About whole community going?
About not being able to vape outside of restaurants. I mean, I've seen it, you know, if I walk down the square, the restaurants
for vaping.
There.
Well, I know that University of West Georgia, when they implemented their smoke-free campus, it included vapes. And a lot of the smoke-free campuses or smoke-free areas include vaping. So it's happening. It's already out there that there are places that ban it.
Well, if you're a regular listener to the Community Voice program over the next month, don't be surprised if you hear other programs like this as far as things for the new year. That's just what you do every year. You talk about those resolutions, and then we do programs on it. So don't be surprised if we talk about similar issues like this in the coming weeks. 2 minutes left. Let's talk about this Fresh Start class.
Well, Fresh Start, like I said, it's a class that teaches you how to plan to quit using nicotine products, because you got to put a little thought into it. It's not an easy thing to do. And the more prepared you are when you start, the more successful you'll be. And so we encourage anybody who uses nicotine products to start the year off right and have that as one of their resolutions. It's a good one. And you'll feel better for it, I promise you.
And you can register online at tanner.org/freshstart and call 770-214-CARE. 1 minute to go, and I'll ask you this before we shut down the program this morning. Say a spouse wants to do this for their husband or vice versa. Her husband wants to do it for his wife. Can they call and maybe get an idea how they can encourage them to go to this? There might be some talking points or some tips on even how to get somebody in that class?
Well, I think there are tips on the website. I think we have tips on the website, so... Just check out the website.
All right. Phyllis said, thank you for coming in this morning.
They can come to the class, too, and support their spouse.
Good call. Phyllis said, Community Outreach Coordinator at Tanner's Get Healthy, Live Well, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Again, if you missed any of it, you can visit our website, newstalk1330.com. We'll have the entire program up there shortly. So have a great Wednesday. More Community Voice tomorrow morning. I believe we'll be talking with some representatives from the city of Villarrica. Big Christmas parade coming up this week. So we'll... Janet Chumley will be our guest tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on News Talk 1330.